for me, not shaking hands. Mm. I'm a handshaker. Okay, are we going to bump fists or just the fact, you know, how that encounter happens.
This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast from Agronovis, Indiana. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this episode. My name is Gary Deck. I'm the host of Inside Indiana Business. And this week, excited to welcome Steve Boer. Steve is the founder of Smart Guided Systems and the company's new CEO as well, Jerry Johnson. And guys, great to have you on the podcast. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, you both have very interesting stories. Obviously, we want to talk about the company, what it is all about. But Steve, I'll start with you. Just give us a little background on your path, quite an entrepreneurial history, but your path to this this latest venture.
So this is my fifth startup. Four of the companies I had started from scratch and sold. This one really started because of my last business. We had an engineering company that did design work for John Deere, Lockheed Martin, all the big aerospace and also defense and construction contractors. It's where I met Jerry. It was through an association. But one of the products we designed for John Deere won the 2009 Ag Innovation of the Year Award. And it was at that point that I knew that when I sold that business that I wanted to get into my own product development. And it just happened to be ag tech. It wasn't that I was looking for that. I presented an animation to Kubota Tractor Corporation on how auto steer would work in their market, which is ground maintenance and horticulture. And they looked at that and they said, if you could develop that, we would like to have it. So that's how I got started after I sold that last business.
Yeah, a little bit. Where'd you grow up, go to school?
I went to, grew up in Columbus, Indiana, middle class all the way. Went to Vincennes for design drafting for 2 years, and then actually started my business back in 91, so 30 years ago, my first company. And knew I had to get a real degree if I had to get a real job. So I went to Indiana Wesleyan and part-time. I got my business degree there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Jerry, how about your path to the CEO role in this company?
Well, I started at the beginning. I grew up in Cuba, about 20 miles from Havana. It's in central Illinois.
Got me on that one. Yeah.
Well, don't feel like you're the first. I have fun with that. So I grew up on a small farm, typical lifestyle farm. You know, my dad wanted to be a farmer, but didn't have the capital and worked at Caterpillar. I went to school at Southern Illinois in Carbondale, graduated there, worked a couple years as an engineer, and then went to work for General Electric for 10 years, which is where, you know, that was back during, Jack Welch's tenure. Mm-hmm. A lot of training, really, where I developed my business acumen. And I spent the last 25 years with Woods Equipment Company in Northern Illinois, back in the ag business. So it was a nice move for me. Great career as president of the company and the division that the parent company bought us later on. Anyway, I announced that I was going to retire in October, end of October, to retire at the end of the year. And Steve gave me a call over, I think it was a Thanksgiving holiday, and said, hey, I've got this opportunity I'd like to talk to you about. And as Steve mentioned, you know, we met and worked together on our trade association board several years ago. And it was very intriguing, you know, knowing Steve's success, you know, played a large part. But, you know, the product and what we do, so being back in ag, being in ag tech technology, you know, it really interested me from very traditional hydromechanical machines. And, you know, the ability to make an impact in the environment with the products was really cool. So yeah. Steve is a good salesman. And here I am, and I like to say that I had the world's shortest retirement. It was 3 days.
3 days. Wow. Wow. Steve, give us the thumbnail description. This is your latest venture, Smart Guided Systems. What's the company all about?
Our main focus is using a LIDAR, which is a laser basically, to scan permanent crops. And that could be fruit trees, nut trees, vineyard, blueberry. And then instead of just spraying them with a constant rate spray, every nozzle becomes an independent variable rate sprayer. And we spray based on density of that tree. And that's our real main product line. We also got into the golf course spray business. We have a kit that we put on golf course sprayers. A lot of courses around the U.S. use our system. It's a great system, but we just don't really promote that. We learned the real opportunity is in this LIDAR-based spray system. It was originally developed by the USDA, and they asked us if we would like to get exclusive technology transfer agreement to commercialize it. And when I saw what that system could do, I told my staff that's 100% of our focus. It was at that time we broke the contract with Kubota Tractor Corporation. That was going very slow. I didn't think we was going to make any money on that over a long period of time. The golf course business, we looked at selling at one time. We still would like to. But it, you know, we get probably two or three orders a week for that system. And Cricket Stick is a good example. They have two of those and love it.
Yeah. Back to the ag piece of the business, the ag sector. Who are your customers? What, give us an idea of who you're really targeting with that with this product.
You know, in the U.S., we're looking at 15 key states, and that's where the permanent crops grow. So Washington, Oregon, California, that's half the market, as you can probably imagine. Other states like Michigan, Ohio, upper New York is also apple and cherry. So any place with permanent crop, Florida, it's mainly citrus. And then in Georgia, pecans.
Mm-hmm. The golf course business, did that just kind of come along as you developed the product? Or did you think all along that golf courses might be a market you'd go after?
With our steer system, auto steer, using an Android tablet, was the first in the world that used wireless communication to steer a machine. But we learned a lot about positioning and accurate positioning using GPS. And it seemed like a pretty natural thing to adapt golf course sprayers. Our system is probably one half to two thirds cheaper than what is currently on the market, or one third cheaper. And it adapts to existing machines. John Deere Toro sprayers, you have to buy a whole new sprayer. Well, ours does adapt, and that's the big selling point of that system.
Yeah. Jerry, some big news, as I understand it, for Smart Guided came at the end of last year with news of a partnership with John Deere. Can you talk about that, how that came about, and what kind of opportunity that partnership with John Deere brings to the company?
Well, I'll address the opportunity and then pass back to Steve, as I wasn't with the company there, and he can do a much better job going through that heritage. But for us, in a nutshell, I think you could say brand equity. You know, obviously Deere has just a super global brand, and being associated, partnered with Deere will bring a lot of equity and awareness to our brand. You know, it is, you know, when Deere is going to partner with you, it is an acknowledgement that, hey, they've done their diligence on your company, on your product, and it's a great leap of faith for us.
Yeah, Steve, talk about, if you would, that Deere with Deere and what it means to the company.
You know, we reached out to a lot of different ag major OEMs and several, you know, come and kicked the tires and reviewed. What we know that John Deere brings is obviously the brand name. And it took probably 9 months to get that deal closed. And I think the dealers had a lot to do with that. They had no real technology in high value permanent crops. So we had a few dealers already signed on. And we actually integrated with the John Deere back office. It was a strategic part of the plan, and that made them want it even more, and the dealers. And I think the dealers really helped push that over the finish line.
Yeah. Steve, growing your business in Indiana, can you talk about that experience. You know, there's certainly a lot of momentum in the ag bioscience space. Agrinovus, really a leader in that respect. But what's it like growing a company, an entrepreneurial venture in the state of Indiana?
You know, Elevate's been a partner. They've been a real asset. Experienced people there, willing to help anytime they can. Agrinovus has been available. The resources, we have not had issues getting resources we need for engineering or software. So that's been a real advantage.
Yeah, Jerry, from a kind of a business development standpoint, if you will, the assets that are here, be it the academic side with places like Purdue and others, but also the kind of the corporate base here and the business base here, does it make it is making it easier to kind of grow the company?
Yeah, it does. You know, I'm new to Indiana. I've lived here since February 1st. Obviously, quite aware that it's a strong agricultural state. But I've been pleasantly surprised with the supplier base for components that we need, the universities. I mean, I think if you just look at the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. you know, not too many states that could locally have that many universities to host everything. Mm-hmm. And you can take that and look at apply that to business and the opportunities that affords.
Yeah. Steve, as you look at entrepreneurs and a lot of them out there growing a focus on entrepreneurship and innovation and maybe taking some risks in Indiana. But in terms of any advice you would give to entrepreneurs who maybe they're working on a concept and maybe it's struggling to get off the ground, any words of advice you would give to young entrepreneurs?
I would say mentors. I had mentors my whole business career. My favorite being Dr. Haberle, the late Dr. Haberle from Indiana University. We paid him to come and coach us every month for 4 hours at a time. One of the best investments we ever did. And there's always resources like SCORE. I remember going to SCORE years ago. I'm a big believer that, you don't know everything. If you could pull in some of that expertise from somebody that's experienced, I'm mentoring someone now. I like to give back, and most people like to do that as well.
Yeah. Final question for both of you. And Jerry, I'll start with you. But as you look at opportunities, touched on a couple here in our conversation, but as you look going forward the next, say, 1 to 3 years, what are the growth opportunities for the company?
Well, our growth opportunities are immense. We've still got a lot to do on our footprint here in the U.S., but international expansion also. We are active right now in Australia, very active there. We've got units in Chile, even in India, but Europe in particular. And the driver of the EU on reducing chemicals, we are the answer globally.
Yeah. Steve, how about you? Give you the final word. How excited are you about prospects going forward?
I brought Jerry in for a reason. I needed someone that was seasoned, experienced with international distribution, manufacturing. And that was a key reason why I brought him in. My skill was to get the technology commercialized and get it moving in the right direction. But I'm like, I need somebody that can really go international with it. And Jerry's the guy. Really unlimited. The market in the U.S. alone is over $1 billion opportunity for our systems on use sprayers. And if you look at the markets for permanent crops around the world, we're really the smallest grower in a lot of those areas.
Exciting and new innovation. Another example of innovation happening right here in Indiana at Smart Guided Systems. Steve Boer is the founder of the company. Jerry Johnson, the company's new CEO. Thank you both for joining us. We look forward to following your progress going forward.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. You can find more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's ag bioscience space. Just visit the news page at agrinovusin.com. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.